Hey, grateful day, everyone. Welcome to the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. I am your host, Dr. TK, and we are streaming live today to do the March 2024 newsletter. Just to give you a little bit of context, we serve mental health providers for the bulk of our coaching programs. And then with one of our programs, we actually opened up the doors for just any entrepreneur that wants to start and or launch or relaunch a simple digital product like an ebook and such. And so recently, my team and I got together and we decided to bring the newsletter back because it's something that we actually used to email out to our list on one Saturday out of the month. And it would be, you know, some strategy in there regarding marketing, regarding business, but also just a way for our community to stay connected, whether that be announcing things that are coming up, and then also highlighting a lot of our community members. And so we decided to use the zone that I'm in right now, which is doing more video, especially live. And we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we were able to feature our community with the wins that they received once a month on a newsletter, but then also, of course, uploaded to the audio podcast. But it gives a different flavor when you are doing it for, you know, YouTube. And so I want to say welcome. If you are watching live, go ahead and let us know where you are tuning in from, what state, if you want to claim your city, what country are you coming from? Because we do have some clientele that are from outside of the United States. But we're going to go ahead and get started. And if you are new here, make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel and like this video so that more people can find awesome things like this. And so let's go ahead and get started. All right. So welcome officially to the March 2024 Therapists Deserve Abundance newsletter. And so super excited. Let's go ahead and get this party started. But before we do, let's shout out where people at. We got Maryland in the house. We have Charlotte, North Carolina. We have New Jersey. I know me and my team are here. You can't see my team member, but she's the one pulling it up on the screen. Some of you know who she is, Miss Jade. But she's on all of your coaching calls. And so she's typically behind a screen, making sure that everything goes right. So let's go ahead and get started. So let's see. Let's go over first the vision. And so this is something that we have not shared in a while, but I think that after sharing this, our community will definitely have a better understanding of even why and how I present the way that I do and show up the way that I do. And so our Therapists Deserve Abundance vision is that we aim to reach and teach 1,000 plus mental health therapists each year. And our goal for you is to design an abundant business and lifestyle. We probably should emphasize the word and. We focus on the both, not the either. So what does that mean? I believe that mental health providers are not on the bottom of the totem pole. I believe that mental health providers should be treated like any other high-paying, high-valued professional. I believe that mental health providers are essential to our medical network, right? And for, honestly, the sanity of our communities. And so I want therapists to hear that it is okay that you want more, that you strive for more, and more can be tangible or intangible: money, wins in your business, wins in your life, relationship, family, kids, travel. There are no limits. And that's primarily why when people go over to my Instagram feed, sometimes they may not even know that I'm a therapist business coach, because outside of my title and maybe a little blurb at the top, it may appear as though sometimes I'm a travel agent. But what I would prefer to do is not sit in pain and not highlight pain points of my clients, because we know that they exist and we can speak to those. We typically do that in our bootcamp and in our podcast for private practice and other streams of income. But my take is that I would prefer to spend, since I'm creating the content, time and energy to highlight what is possible versus where people are stuck, right? Because which one do you think people are going to be more excited to cover and talk about, right? So this is what we're going to focus on today, and we'll go straight into it. So we're going to focus on therapists who win. We're going to highlight the therapists with different programs. The categories are going to be about private practice, scaling their mental health practice into expansion, like one to many, because we do have a scale program. We also will highlight some of our abundant digital creators. And then, of course, we'll wrap up with talking about any event announcements and service highlights that we do want to announce. And we do have some new things that are being dropped. So we want to make sure that anyone who's watching, including our community members, you're very well up to date with like what's about to go down, because we're calling this March Madness. And then we'll highlight some of the podcast episodes or workshops, if I did it live, that came out that I would highly recommend that you go tune into if you have not done so. And of course, resources. So let's get this party started. Okay. All right. So therapists who win. And so what we do is we do Flex Fridays in our communities. And with one of our communities is every Friday. With another community, we're just talking to them throughout the month, asking them where they are. So let's focus on private practice. And so in our Dope Therapist Academy, the whole goal of that program is to help therapists, whether they are just beginning, part-time, going into full-time, and or full-time, but kind of like plateaued. My goal is to help them build a strong operating system so that the operating system can start working for them in terms of automation, marketing, community, understanding their niche, getting their ideal client on their caseload so that they can get their time back and actually do things that they want to do outside of work. So I want to highlight Shannon Charles. So this is one of the wins, or some of the wins culminated together, that we pulled from DTA students: your accountability reports, our Facebook community, and also what people talk about on the coaching call. So that's why you want to speak up in all different realms, because we're going to all of those locations, my team and I, and we're pulling information. So Miss Shannon, she said, I asked for help. Hello. Okay. She says she got help. Now that is key. Okay. You asked for help and you got help. What I do love, we talked about that this week, is a photo shoot on board. Photo shoots are very important for your brand, especially as you evolve. She also had a productive consultation with one of our clients that's also an alumni in our program. She's also a support coach. We had a bonus session, or they had a bonus session with her. And so this particular student updated their entire consultation process. They completed their first consultation at the time that they reported this win, and they created an automated pre-consultation system. They also, for the social worker licensing board, they emailed her for review to finalize her clinical exam. So what we're also highlighting is that we do get a percentage of our clientele that are still pre-licensed, but they are about to take the exam and or just waiting on their results. And they don't want to wait. They want to get in and get what they need to build their private practice. So give some shout outs, put an S or one in the comment box. But I love hyping up students. I know some of our students will come back and watch this later. So that's Miss Shannon. Congratulations for getting help and turning on automation. That is key, because that's part of our framework in the academy. Now, next, I believe she's on here, Laura. All right. So I saw this win on Facebook. So she booked her first ever speaking engagement. She had her first client. She got paneled with Aetna, got her first payment from an insurance company. Now, listen, if you don't know anything about insurance, even if you do private pay, getting the first payment is big. One, because then as long as you're submitting your billing on time, now you can kind of predict when your payments are coming in. But also, more importantly, you now have a viable product or service, meaning you got paid. Because here's the thing, anybody can roll out of bed and say that they're an entrepreneur, or a therapist can go to school and get licensed and say, I want a private practice. Any therapist can say that. But it's a very medium-sized percentage of therapists who actually are doing the things in their business that are aligned with where they want to go. And so she said, this is the year, okay? And I love how she claimed her year. And what I want you all to do is look at different levels of wins, because you're going to start to see how we diversify the stream of income beyond private practice. And I want you to think about, what is your mainstream? For most mental health providers, not all, because some are in administration or teaching or whatnot, most mental health providers are a mental health provider, either in their own business or in someone else's, or a combination of both. A lot of therapists are interested in streams of income. And one thing you will always hear me say is, get your mainstream to start streaming on a continuous basis where it becomes sustainable. And then, because you've built an operating system, you can go and let go of this ship a little bit, this stream, and go and build another one. If you try to build two streams at the same time from scratch, it's going to be quite difficult. So give it up for Laura, y'all, in the chat box. I know she is on here. Give it up for yourself. But congratulations. And let me just say, too, for speaking engagements, that is huge. As mental health providers, you want to think about your niche. What are you really good at? And how can you position that niche that you do with one-on-one clients to a larger group of people? Because people are looking for you to do workshops. You don't have to be no keynote speaker. You don't have to have a million followers for someone to want you to come into their organization to speak about your gift. All right. So congratulations, Laura. All right. And another therapist. So she's actually an alumni from the Academy. She's also in our scale program. However, she is one of the alumni that will come back when she needs a booster. So the wins that you're going to see from her are a mixture of a lot of the things that she's taken from her experience in DTA, and she's expanded, okay, into scale in terms of getting into the community, following her desires and dreams, and being able to connect with community agencies. So man, she got like, this ain't even all the wins, but this is as much as we could type. Okay. And so Lamone, let's give it up for her. She's a DTA alumni and she is in our scale program. So she built her membership program for BIPOC women. She enjoyed the slow down to speed up phase. For those of y'all who don't know what that is, what I'm talking about with operating systems, sometimes we just try to go, 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 go. And sometimes you have to slow down then to speed up later. Because if you don't, you're going to miss some steps and you're going to find yourself having to go back anyway. Okay. She created SOPs for her intern in her mental health practice. She collaborated with her community to create content. I think that that's awesome. I love, you know, and I'm going to speak this life into anyone who is watching. Try to poll your audience and talk to your community and see what they want from you. And if it falls within your scope of what you teach and what you can provide them in terms of value, then wouldn't it be so much cooler if your community helps you create content versus you trying to figure out what they want to hear or what they need to know? So that is key. And I'm really glad that she put that. This is huge too, especially in the first quarter. She met with a financial advisor about retirement as a business owner. Because when we transition, we somehow forget that all this stuff was automatically being deducted out of our paycheck. If you set it up, it's really key that you set that up on your own. And then a huge big win is she said, I had a client tell me that I am brilliant and it only takes me to say one or two things to her and I understand everything that she has been feeling or thinking, and she's going to put superhero capes on her clients in the way that I have put the superhero cape on her. Okay. So what I love is that our providers are paying it forward and that you're able to look at even the work that you are doing in your mental health, you know, field with your clientele, with your interns, with community or agencies that you're working with, and that they're also able to give you feedback. And that's something that we're really big on in terms of quality assurance. You will know that you're doing well because your clients are going to tell you. Okay. All right. So congratulations, Lamone. Give it up for her in the chat box, everybody. Again, she is a DTA alumni and a scale student. And just so you know what scale means is that at one point we opened up the doors twice in the last year and a half, and these therapists already have a profitable solo private practice and they want to not go into all these digital products per se, unless they desire to, right? But they are really focused on how can I take my gift as a one-on-one therapist and now go host groups in the communities? How can I go into workspaces? And I really want to do my workshops for like the EAP panels. So we're focused on a different level of marketing, and that is not covered in the Academy. So they graduated and went into the scale program. Okay. Now, also for our Therapist Scale Academy, this is a newer student. So Lamone had been with us for 6 months. LaDora is new. She actually joined the scale program after our conference in Vegas last year. So I'm really proud of her. I love seeing the glow up in terms of like all the smiles that she has and the downloads that she experiences when we are on our group calls once a month. And so these are all of her wins because she came in with guns blazing with a group practice. Okay. So she installed her new EHR system for her group practice. She worked on the launch of a new couples workbook, and man, oh man, she did so good. I love seeing their aha moments in the moment where she went and did something into the community. And then I'm not sure if it was a podcast coupled with the live call that we did, but I know on the live call, she had so many levels of inspiration to the point where she left like our 75 to 90 minute call and said, I thought this whole time that I didn't have a next phase for the people who were participating in the couple's workbook or workshop. And she realized that she can take one thing and turn it into other streams of income from something she's already done well. Okay. So we were really happy to hear that. She also eliminated one contractor on payroll, on her payroll system, who wasn't producing services. So she said, it feels great to say no to something that is not aligned with your business vision. And y'all will hear me say that all the time. We understand that money may be flowing out. We understand that more things may come on our plate. But if it's not serving the entity structure that you created for a business, nor is it serving you as the business owner, you gotta let it go. Okay. And I've heard this in a past podcast episode where they said, cut the fat and keep the muscle. Cut the fat and keep the muscle. Okay. She also hired a biller. She automated her social media posts. So delegation, getting stuff off her plate. And she also created a business podcast. And I know I've seen it featured a few times on Instagram. So give it up in the chat box for LaDora. Super proud of her. Again, she's been part of the community since November in our scale community, right before the holidays when she joined. And she is coming in, making so many big moves. I am super excited for her and to see how things are going throughout this year. All right. Now, our newest program, the Digital Side Hustle Club. And so we call these individuals abundant digital creators. Even if you didn't know you was a digital creator, I am telling you that's what you are today. Okay. So Itsuko James, okay, she is highly, highly engaged in our community. And let me just share with y'all something funny. Me and my team swore that Ms. James was part of one of our communities for like a year and a half because we would see her name on all the boot camps. It doesn't matter if we were doing streams of income. It doesn't matter if we were talking about a live event. It doesn't matter if we were talking about the Academy. She was live everywhere. And I was like, who is she? And then we met, right? So she said for a week, she created a buzz that something was coming. So one of the things that we hyper-focus on in our Digital Side Hustle Club is launching a simple digital product, not a whole course and coaching program, because what I want these individuals to do is simply use what they're already doing in their mainstream and let's just branch it out a little bit, right? Because sometimes people try to like just literally hop over the bridge and say, I'm gonna be a coach. And that could be ethical for therapists. You got to know, you know, look at my other podcast episode we put on YouTube about that with ethical dilemmas to consider when you're a mental health provider. But also, you know, some people hop over that bridge and then they just want to build a whole online course and they don't understand the phases of a launch. So this program is quite simple. There's a portal. There are 8 to 9 lessons related to what are the launch phases and what can you do based off your product. What I want you to do is I want you to watch this video or listen to this private podcast feed of the same information on the go. And now I want you to come to the community and ask questions. You can ask it via Telegram or you can ask it when we're live. It's up to you, right? Super simple, but as y'all know, closed mouths don't get fed. And she is always fed. And I wanted to highlight her because it is a diamond in the rough when you have an online program and people stand out in these days, okay? So she said for a week, she created buzz that something was coming. That's called launch phase one. She finalized her ebook behind closed doors, okay? She didn't get paralyzed. Remember ebook, y'all? Y'all can redo it over and over again. Come on. Community observation shows up consistently each week with her wins and reflections. So one of the things that we were talking about in terms of how she shows up is that she's consistent with engaging in our questions that we put for our community members. And she actually shares what's happening in her business. And she's very much so open to feedback. Okay. She also clearly takes fast action on implementing the feedback. I send her a voice note and I say it to everybody else who in the Telegram group, because I can send you all voice notes when you ask questions. But I will say to her, but also to anyone else who did not speak up, but who may be struggling with the same thing, this is what I would like you to do. Right. And she took fast action and she responded and she said, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'll let you know how it goes right there. Laser coaching, no excuses, but you have to speak up. So give it up for her, Miss Jane. She is doing an awesome job in the Digital Side Hustle Club. All right. Now, this one too, she on fire, Miss Letitia Williams. Okay. Digital Side Hustle Club. And so she also comes, just take everything I said about Miss James and apply it to Ms. Williams as well. All right. So let's just go through her. She said, I made a few posts to social media and I did not forget my CTA. What that means is call to action. What are you telling people to go do? Because people are not psychic. I know we live in a digital age, but please do not assume that people want to scroll all the way up to the top of your page and click the link in the bio. Tell them what to do and they still may not do it. So you may have to put it on the top of your post, the bottom of your post, in your stories and the link in your bio. Okay. So number two, she updated an old guide. She forgot that she had and that she created in Canva to use as her freebie because we've been talking about email marketing and our students have the opportunity to get a VIP rate on our email marketing self-paced course. And so she said, Dr. TK, you said we have all types of projects in Canva too. My running joke in all of our communities is that you have a full book, probably five of them, sitting on your phone, on your computer, on your iPad, and in Canva, and you just don't know it yet, but you've been just sitting there creating stuff. So simple digital product or value content can come from you just randomly creating something for a friend, for an old client. Why can't other people benefit from that? Right? If that's something that you want to continue to talk about. Number three, she completed the digital products 101 section in the portal. That is the first four lessons about select your digital product, marry your digital product for 90 days. This is what I want you to think about for your digital product. And then once you're done with that section, then you're going to say, okay, since this is the digital product that I chose, now I need to understand the four launch phases. And then I need to take my time, but not like a turtle. And I want you to go through phase one, go to our community, ask questions. Go through phase two, give us feedback and ask questions. We want to know, and she is not shy with speaking up. Number four, she finished the outline of her ebook. And she said, this actually just helped me. I was starting to feel like I hadn't made much progress lately, but making this list snapped me right on out of that type of thinking. I got products to launch. Also, thanks for the community to be able to flex in. What she meant by that is similar to what I talked about with DTA. I will ask them, tell me what you've done. Because sometimes when you're not intentional and in the habit of writing down, honestly, every day at the end of the day or reflecting out loud or just sitting still and saying, what did I accomplish today versus what I did not complete today? It will shift your mindset. Put a one in the comment box if you would agree. And maybe that's something that you want to start doing. All right. So give it up for Ms. Williams. Give it up for Ms. James. I'm sorry. They are on fire in our Digital Side Hustle Club. Okay. So those are all the huge wins. Now, of course, you know, I can't leave you without telling you that there are much more valuable things that you can take advantage of for completely free. Okay. So this month thus far, we've talked about the following. And when we say this month, it was probably mid-February into March because we're doing this in the beginning of March. So we released a good amount of episodes, but these are some that stand out that in terms of people getting into my DM and saying like, man, that hit me, you know, that podcast. So this is on the public Dr. TK podcast. Let me just distinguish between another podcast that we have that we will talk about later. But the Dr. TK Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast is solely focused on business strategies with a sprinkle of abundance mindset and structure related to like different streams of income in mental health business. Okay. So episode 402, we talked about investing in coaching like it is your soulmate. That is definitely a listen right now in this day and age. The online space is saturated with coaches. And a lot of people right now, we see it in our community, are literally paralyzed and living in a state of fear. They know they need help, but maybe based off what they've heard, what they've seen, what they've experienced, they're scared to invest in themselves for the first time or again. But sometimes we don't think to like look at how do we show up in a coaching program to get the most out of an experience, because we are at least 50% responsible for the outcome, if not 100%. Number 403, how to boost traffic to your online directory. What we also do during our boot camps for private practice is that we will take individuals' highlights, comments, or questions and certain topics. Again, because I love to respond to your questions, I would rather record every single podcast episode based on your questions. Okay. And so we will see, or I will see a very juicy topic, and I'm like, can I talk to you on a podcast? And they like, please. I'll record that thing. Like right now it's 3:24. I will record it in the middle of the day and I will go ahead and publish it by tomorrow or within 2 days if we have another podcast queued up. So what I'm saying is don't be afraid to ask your question. Episode 406, can you have more than one niche in your private practice? I'm not going to ruin that for you. So go ahead and listen to that. 407, are you treating your coaching investment like a fast food purchase? What you will see is a little sprinkle of this series that me and my team agreed to have on the podcast feed around individuals taking the investment that they chose seriously. When I say seriously, are you logging into the portal? Are you watching the replays if you can't make the live? Are you utilizing the community? Every time I bring this up to the community, they like you shaming me. And I'm like, well, walk down the path of shame, because when I invest $10, I'm logging in, let alone 10,000. Okay. So how are you showing up in your coaching investments? I'm gonna hold you accountable. In episode 408, how do you choose your stream of income? So really just thinking outside the box, what are some things that you want to consider before you say, okay, this is my next stream of income that I'm gonna entertain. Okay. All right. So these are some big announcements. Private practice. We have our upcoming boot camp on March 18th through the 20th, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We are doing something very special, even for those who cannot come live. So please do not sign up simply because you cannot make it live. It is going to be at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's typically the average amount of time that we, you know, time of day, because everybody's in different zip codes. I mean, but also time zones. And so when we stream live, it will automatically be available. But get this, it will no longer be live stream where anybody can see it. You do have to sign up. It is on a private feed where you can watch it. But the only way you're going to get the link is if you sign up. Okay. When you sign up, very imperative, if you're already signed up, please go over to the Telegram group. There was an email that was sent out as a reminder. You all are missing some very good discussions. And P.S. about the last three podcast episodes outside of coaching investment that I've created has been answering questions about people's business, laser coaching, hint, hint, and that bootcamp experience in the Telegram group. So sometimes we don't want to take that extra step and say, oh, I'll just go live. But you don't know the discussion thread questions that we're having. And what we are doing is we are priming those individuals to show up and show out and have fun and honestly be able to implement what we will be talking about during the bootcamp versus trying to catch up on day one, because we've already started their wheels turning according to our framework in our private practice academy. Okay. So you do want to go to drtk.com/links. Okay. And you want to get on the list for the bootcamp. Okay. Our next bootcamp will not happen until the end of the summer, just so you know. So it won't be like back to back. That was only in a certain season, usually at the end of the year, for those of you who've been connected for a while. And some people try to predict when the next one is going to come. But if you've been around long enough, it's typically about 3 to 4 times a year. Okay. So it's a powerful bootcamp. It is for those who have just started their private practice. Maybe you are very, very close to licensure. You're about to sit for the exam, or you're waiting for your license to come in the mail or online, or those who have even a full-time private practice, but you have no systems. Meaning you cannot go and start a new stream of income without the other one, I'm gonna say, falling apart. And what I mean by falling apart is, do you have standard operating procedures in place, written down out of your head, so that you can delegate? Because at some point you can't do everything on your own. So if you want to sign up for the bootcamp, go to drtk.com/links and go ahead and get signed up. And that's our main hub for all of our events. Okay. Also, the doors to the academy will follow once the whole bootcamp process is over. The doors to the academy will be open for a full 7 days from like Friday to Friday. We do have, oh my gosh, some fire. One never released ever, since I've been doing the academy. I've never released this type of bonus. It will be limited, but boy, oh boy, you don't want to miss it. And I will be announcing it on the bootcamp on day 3, I believe. Okay. So again, sign up for the bootcamp. Also, we sent this out more so behind the scenes via email and through my Instagram stories about an in-person implementation roundtable. So in the past, I would host workshops and I would be doing a lot of teaching. And I'm not saying teaching will not happen, but I want to meet with a group of clinicians who are already stabilized in their business, which may be you. The private practice bootcamp, you probably went and you were like, actually, I'm good. You're making stable money and you have systems. If that is the case, then feel free to go to the show notes and learn more about applying for the in-person implementation round. Now, let me be clear. We have some very strict guidelines around who we want in that room. It will be in Southern California. It will be within the next 60 days. And it is limited to 11 people with the spots that we have left. Okay. Meaning the max was 11. Okay. So if you want to apply, go ahead and fill out the form. And then from the form, our team will reach out to you if you qualify. And then you, if there are seats left, you will be given a link to secure your spot. Okay. So if you want to come to the round table, we're covering group practice and digital products, and there will be a merge of both groups on the middle day. But let's just say on Monday and Tuesday, on Monday, it will be group practice. For example, what we're going to do is we're going to help them build out their back office, especially for HR onboarding for team and SOPs, right? We're going to help them build that out in the room, literally with their laptops. Okay. We're going to help them do what some of my mastermind students took 6 months to do. Okay. So we're going to do it in a day. And of course you're going to have homework. Then on day two, they plus the digital product creators are going to come and we're going to do hot seats. We're going to do masterminding and more leadership stuff. And then on day three, it will be only the digital product creator individual. So we're separating the groups, but also merging them because of the power of a mastermind effect. Okay. Good people get in the room with one another. Okay. So again, see the show notes in the YouTube channel to learn more about the implementation roundtable. Now, Digital Side Hustle Club, this is a huge announcement. The Digital Side Hustle Club opened up in December. We were running a special for a dollar trial with a easy yes, $22, let me get up in there, okay? So it was a dollar trial for 7 days. It was $22 if you chose to keep your membership. But here's the thing, that is all ending on March 31st. So what is gonna happen with the Digital Side Hustle Club, because I was being very generous to help people see what is possible, but you have to do the work. And so the dollar trial will no longer be available at all, no trial whatsoever. And the price is going a couple of bucks over doubling, okay? So after March 1st, after March Madness is over, as of April 1st, the new price will be reflected, the new investment. There will be no trial. Whoever is already in, as long as you stay active, you are grandfathered in. Okay. So if you want to learn more about that, again, go to the drtk.com/links. You know what? We got to add that link back, but it also is in the show notes of YouTube. Okay. Now, this is a huge announcement, and some of our students actually won this. Okay. Oh, sorry. Let me do one more announcement. So, sorry, let me go back. Just saw that from my team. So the implementation roundtable, I did tell my team to remind me. So invitations went out. We sent two reminders. I also did a story series about it today on Instagram. If you qualified and you received an invitation email, we cannot save your seat. Okay. So if you want to go, all you have to do is click reply and make sure that you answer our team's email to let us know, do you want to do the group practice track? Do you want to do the digital product track? Or we have an option for you to do both because we send out an instructional welcome video, okay? But if you already got an invitation, we sent it out to almost three times the amount of people who are allowed to come. Let me just give you some context, okay? And people were acting very fast with filling out those applications. So with that said, it's on a first come, first serve basis. So thank you for that reminder, team. All right. So last but not least is our APA CE workshop, where we are bringing back the 7 streams of income. This is open up to anyone, right? It is APA approved, which means that mental health providers, if you're licensed and you can receive APA credits, you will receive 6 CEs. There are rules around you have to be present for the whole time. But please note, if you just want to get the recording and you're not worried about the CEs, make sure that you still sign up. We just updated our links page. The option for you to get in right now is available. So go to drtk.com/links. And the workshop will happen on March 30th on a Saturday, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 12 p.m. Just so you know, if you signed up for DTA during the early bird from December until February, you will be getting an invitation that says, secure your complimentary seat. please, because we've had this happen before, please read your emails. Please don't start talking to one of your accountability partners and they send you the link and you sign up and pay. You have a complimentary seat because you took fast action and signed up for the academy. But again, even if you cannot come, still sign up to get the reminders and stuff so that you can make sure that you get the replay. Okay. It is an investment of $111. It is a 4-hour CE workshop. We do a 30-minute like break in between. We do a small breakout session just so that you can explore on a deeper level. It's very brief because we have to make sure that we go over the objectives for the 6 CEs. But what you're going to be able to walk away with is a map of your 7 streams of income. Literally, I'm going to give you a handout. You can send it to Staples. You can blow it up to, I would say blow it up to at least an 11x14. And you will have a map to map out your streams of income. But we will send you like an 8x10 or 8x11 version in your email before the workshop. Okay. After the workshop, you, of course, will get a copy of the slides. And then shortly after, within a week or so, you will get access to a replay. Okay. So that's a one-time thing for right now. 7 streams of income. It hit off really well last year that we had right before our conference. And a lot of people were able to come to that conference and do so, so well with their streams of income. So go to drtk.com and go ahead and sign up. So that concludes our newsletter on a scale of 1 to 10. If you are watching it, how did you enjoy us doing the video version? She on here, y'all. She don't even know what she missed. You got to go rewatch it. All right. Brittany said you being highlighted, girl. You go press rewind. She said she got to catch the replay. And then Laura learning. To kill it, y'all, do well and take notes. So I'll also highlight this because what I hope that could happen is that you all start connecting with one another in the community. Like, I like to get around other like-minded people. So if I notice that the coach is like highlighting people and I'm looking at what they're doing, I'm like, oh, I need to connect with them. Now, let me be clear. Don't y'all be connecting with our community members, like meaning community member connect with another community member, just to milk them for information. They got the same information in this program, just like you. The question is, are you logging in? And I'm not going to go there today. I told my team I'm going to keep it positive. But the answer is 90% of people are not taking advantage of the information piece to help them implement. Because when you communicate and you meet with other people to help you build out your product or service, you want to be in the implementation phase. You don't want to go to a member of our group and say, can you teach me this? Unless it's something outside of the scope of what the program is. Does that make sense? And so please connect with one another. I mean, y'all are doing well, and go over to Telegram and give yourself some kudos. Matter of fact, let's show some love. If you saw somebody, because they probably not on here. If you saw somebody get shout out in DTA, or if you in DTA and we shouted you out, go on DTA Facebook page, as long as it's working, because it was down today, and go ahead and give yourself a shout out. Right? Say, I'd have made the list. You know what I'm saying? This is evergreen. This going to stay here forever on YouTube. Okay. And in my podcast, if you are in the Digital Side Hustle Club, go inside the Telegram group and give it up for the people that we shouted out. Tag them, show love. We need to learn how to celebrate one another way more. Be celebratory of other people's wins. All right. So I hope that you all enjoy this live newsletter. We will be having it every single month. And we chose Tuesdays because there are really no holidays on Tuesdays, right? So we will be doing it on the first Tuesday of the month at the same time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So this also tells you that if you are in any of our programs, when we send an accountability report, please fill it out, because we actually want to know that what we are doing in terms of value is serving you, and you give us feedback on the program so that we can enhance it. Okay. And if you receive, you know, a Flex Friday, please reply to the thread and say, this is what I'm doing. When there's a coaching call, make every effort, y'all, to show up, and please go back and watch the replay of this, but also go back and watch replays in your program so that you can, again, take action. And those podcasts that just came out about showing up for your coaching investment are key to your growth, especially in 2024. All right. So you all have a great evening, a great rest of your week. And I will see y'all in all of our programs, or probably more in the stories on Instagram, because that's really where I'm hanging out right now. So if you want to just like connect, pay attention to the stories because I be doing all kind of polls and questions over there. But I also do that kind of stuff over on YouTube too, because I'm starting to put all of our workshops and videos on YouTube. All right. So super excited. Again, if you're new here, please subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you like this video and I will talk to y'all soon. Bye.